Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome, Carl. It is fantastic to spend the morning with you here this morning, as in this morning and every other morning. And we have a great call for you here this morning. You know, Team in Spirit is about encouraging other people. It is about encouraging yourself. And I want you to listen to this message this morning with an open heart. It was one of those times when last night I wanted to reset my clock. I wanted to sit down and say, what can recharge my battery? What can truly inspire me? And we have a great library of books here today. And I love just taking the time to see what moves me, to pick out some books, you know, spend a couple of hours as I did last night, reading through them, highlighting them, and creating the call that we're going to have here this morning. And a quote and a concept and an idea came to my mind that said, success doesn't come to you, you go to it. So the question I'm going to ask all of us that are on the call here this morning, where are we going today? Knowing that success doesn't come to you, that you go to it, where are we going today? And it's so easy to think that, you know what, I'm going to bring the best of me when it comes to just doing a presentation. Or you know what, I'll bring the best of me to one area of my life. Successful people have wholly integrated lives. Successful people bring the best of themselves to everything. They don't live a schizophrenic type of life. They truly bring the best of them to everything that they do. They bring the best of themselves to the relationship that they have with God. They bring the best of themselves to the relationship that they have with their country. They bring the best of themselves to the relationship that we have with our community. They bring the best of themselves to the relationship they have with their wife, with their husband, with their parents, with their children, with their friends. They bring the best of themselves to everything that they do. They bring their power. They bring their passion. They bring their pride. They bring it in all things. They bring glory to everything that they do. And one of the greatest quotes that I love, one of the greatest people that I love when you read in history, is Martin Luther King. And what I love to do at night, particularly what this did last night, is reading biographies or autobiographies. We keep a whole row of them in our home, and you can just pick them out and you read through, and it just inspires me to realize what great people have done and what we can do in our lives. And the concept of being successful and bringing it to everything that we do is so important. You know, in this time, so many people are worried about losing their job. So many people feel stressed out. What if we just change that look? What if we understand that we want to bring the best of ourselves and bring value to everything that we do? There can be another way that we can look at things. And I love the way Martin Luther King put it. He said, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets as well as that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well. Are we bringing the best of ourselves to everything that we do? You know, as we go through the day today, we know that success doesn't come to you, you go to it. Where are you going today? You know, as we go out into our day today, let's bring the best of ourselves to everything. Let's bring the best of ourselves to our job. Let's bring the best of our activities. Let's bring the best of our attitude. Let's bring the greatness of ourselves to everything that we touch and everyone that we see. Let's take pride in all things that we do. And then you read more about Martin Luther King, and we've all heard some of the great speeches that he's delivered, some of the great acts that he's done, the people that he has inspired. And I just saw this quote, and it just brought tears to my eyes, because I thought to myself, how much has already been done for me? I love living here in the United States. We all love living here in the United States. And so often, it is so easy to take it for granted, the opportunities that we have in front of us. We get focused sometimes on the economy, but realize we truly do live in freedom. And we truly do have opportunity, and you will truly get this at the end of the call. When Martin Luther King said, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of the creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Guess what? This part is already done for you. We do live in freedom. It is your job. No, I would say it's your destiny to take you and your family and your friends the rest of the way. Remember, success doesn't come to you. You go to it. Where are you going today? Can you find within yourself a passion for that destination? Can you find yourself a passion for that those multiple destinations that we have? Because when we get to one place, we want to move on and create more. You know, Martin Luther King put it one way. If a man hasn't discovered something that he will die for, he isn't fit for living. Perhaps that's too passionate for you. Perhaps that's too absolute for you. But I heard at 8:08 on a Friday night, Durand and Nicole Barnes, as Durand Barnes, get up on stage as we introduced the world to Team and Spirit. He was talking about your why. And one of the lines that he said, and because I listen to those CDs very often, he said, your why doesn't make you cry, then your why perhaps isn't strong enough. Where is your why? Is it strong for you? I'm going to read for you something else that I read from another autobiography. I want you to listen to the story first of the next minute or so, and then I'm going to tell you who it is, and it may surprise you. But what you will feel here is the passion for it. For about 2 weeks, every boy that tried out for the basketball team at my high school knew that it was the cut day list. They knew that when you got cut, there was a list that went up. We knew which day it was. We knew which time it would go up there. We knew exactly where it was posted. It was going to be posted in the gym. It was going to be posted in the morning. So that morning, we all went in there. We were all there early. We all lined up, and we all looked for our name. For if your name was on the list, you were still on the team. If your name wasn't on the list, you were cut. Mine wasn't on the list. I looked and looked for my name. I looked at the H's. I looked at the I's. I looked at the J's. I looked at the K's. But I wasn't there. I walked away, turned around, came back again. I went back and started all over again, looking through that list, looking at every name, forwards, backwards. But I still wasn't there. I went through that day numb, in a fog. I sat through my classes. I had to wait till after school to go home. That's when I hurried into my home, closed the door to my room, and I cried so hard. I cried hard all day. It was all I wanted to do was to play on that team. Michael Jordan. Think about the passion that he is displaying, that he is talking about there. So often what we see is the end result. We see the talent. We've heard people say, you know what? It took me 2 or 3 years to become an overnight success. So often what we see is we love the zero to hero stories. We like the microwave of it. We hear the start of it. We hear the finish of it, but we don't hear the middle of it. Because the middle is where people overcame to become. They overcame some emotional challenges. They overcame whatever it is they overcame in order to become the person and to make that happen. Understand, success doesn't come to you. You go to it. Where are you going today? If your why doesn't make you cry, perhaps it's not strong enough. What is it? Where is it that you want to go? Who is it that you want to take with you? How passionate are you about getting there? You know, so often people say, oh, that's okay, but you know, there's economic challenges out there. You don't know the problems that I have. You don't know the winds of change that have blown through my life. You don't know the emotional strife that's blowing through my life. You don't know me. And I love this beautiful poem that I read last night by Ella Wheeler Wilcox. It was such a beautiful concept. It truly makes this point. So listen carefully. Don't just listen to it. Hear it. Move. Because if you're sitting on the call here today and you don't have written out for you what it is that you want to create today, perhaps you're not honoring the talents that God has given you. Perhaps you're not committed to going anywhere. Because success doesn't come to you, you go to it. Where are you going today? It's a function of what you're going to do today. Is it planned? Listen to this. One ship drives east and the other drives west, whilst the self same breeze blows. 'Tis the set of the sails, not the gales, that determines the way they go. Like the birds of the air are the ways of fate. As we journey along through life, 'tis the set of the soul that determines the goal, and not the storm and the strife. How many of us are focused on the storm and the strife and not the set of the soul? How many of us are focused on the set of the gale, whether it's going east or whether it's going west? It doesn't matter. It blows for all of us. It's the set of the sail. Success doesn't come to you. You go to it. Where are you going today? So my message to you this morning, the message for all of us today, the activities that we can take out in our 12th minute, we get focused here, take all of you to all of your day. Live with power, live with passion, but bring all of you to all of your day. Design your self-determined life. Set your sails. Go to it. Success doesn't come to you. You go to it. Go to it. Where are you going today? Wherever you're going, go with passion. Wherever you're going, decide where it is that you want to be. Wherever you're going, go with God's grace. We love every single one of you. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Why? Because you deserve it. Because you're willing to go for it. And you know where it is that you want to be. We love every single one of you. God bless you all. Have a brilliant, beautiful day today. And we look forward to speaking with all.
You know, that is always unbelievable whenever Garrett's talking like that, Jim.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
I am doing great, buddy.
What a phenomenal message, huh?
I'm telling you. You know, it's one of those things. I remember reading in the Bible in Ephesians where it says, when you're working, when you're anything you're doing, do it as unto the Lord, not as unto man. And as I was listening to him share about Martin Luther King and listening to share about Michael Jordan, it's like, you know, when your focus is outward focused, it goes back to us saying pay it forward. When you're in that pay it forward mode, man, it's amazing how passionate you can be with life each and every day.
Absolutely, and passion's what it's all about. If you're not passionate about what you're doing, then what you're doing is not going to be fun. And if it's not fun, you're not going to do it for very long. And passion is, you know, it drives a lot of people. I mean, some people have passion for music. Some people have passion for art. Some people have passion for automobiles. I mean, the list goes on and on. But when it comes to our business, your passion needs to be in helping other people and knowing where you're going. And Garrett touched on it. I mean, success does not come to you. You go to success. And it comes with personal development and plugging into calls like this on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, attending seminars, and, again, becoming passionate about what you're doing. I know I immersed myself in the industry shortly after 1994 when I got involved the first time. And I always tell, and if you read my bio, that my story is it was a $12,500 or so learning curve. And, you know, I'm going to use this analogy again this morning. And, you know, I consider that my network marketing college degree. And I went to a lot of seminars. I went to a lot of personal growth stuff. And, you know, I used this analogy once before, and it's the doctor analogy. If I went into an operating room to become to go operate or do surgery on somebody, and I made some incisions and I did some stuff and that person died, I'm going to be charged with murder. However, that doctor who went and got educated and is passionate about being a surgeon and being the best at what he does can go in and operate on a person, try to help save that person's life, and that person happens to pass along. The doctor did the best he could and he's not going to jail. So there you go.
You know, you hit on something there, and I bet, Matt, if you looked at it now, that education is far more than just $12,000, because I know you well enough to know you've continued your education just like a good doctor or specialist does. And if you're going to build a business, any type of business, but especially a home-based business, you have to be a student of that industry. You've got to be a student of learning what are the marketing methods, the business methods, the personal development. What is it that you need as an individual both to grow and then to grow your organization? I know that's one of the things Jim and I talk about all the time when we're talking about John Maxwell, and we teach people, you know, go out there and learn about leadership for yourself. Go get that leadership book, and you grow and you get passionate, and then you go and you start developing the leaders within your team so that everybody continues to pass that along and continues to grow. And that's what Garrett does, man. It's amazing to me how much passion he puts in to making sure his team is not stagnant, that they're always growing, that they're always passionate. And every leader I've met so far does the same exact thing. It's great duplication.
Absolutely. And they say, you know, when the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear. And if you don't quite know what that means, it basically means that, you know, when you're ready to grow, when you're ready to, you know, take the initiative to learn and to expand your mind and so on and so forth, the people and the resources are normally at your fingertips. It's the fact that you recognize and realize that it's there, and you can start to assimilate the information and utilize it to move it forward.
I see you a lot over on Facebook, and I see out on the internet, and it's amazing how much value that you give to people. And I think that that's one of the reasons that we attract the type of leadership and the caliber of people we do. Sometimes people join teams, especially our team, who may inside themselves say, man, I've never had success elsewhere. And when they come in here, in a very short period of time, they start to realize success from a personal development level all the way up to where they start to see the money come in, they start to see their team grow, and it starts to really multiply. And something that you said earlier when you talked about passion, you said you got to have fun or you're not going to be passionate. And that is so true. And I think in the home-based business, the internet marketing, stuff like that, we see so much hype these days on money, 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 and money has never motivated anybody long-term. What money brings to them, the satisfaction of having their bills paid, changing their lifestyle, taking care of their family, putting their mom and dad, you know, on a long-term vacation, whatever the case may be, that's what causes people to get passionate. And when people turn to us, they start to realize these people really do live a lifestyle where happiness and joy and passion is an everyday occurrence, not something that happens on Friday night when the 5 o'clock bell rings.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and you talked about team. You hit on something very big, and I've recognized this over the last, you know, 14 or 15 years around this industry is, you know, there's a lot of great companies out there. There's a lot of phenomenal companies out there. And, you know, a lot of companies that are producing millionaires and people making extra couple hundred bucks, couple thousand bucks, you know, $10,000 a month, depending on what it is. And, you know, these companies are out there. Now, the people that are looking at these different companies, the people that are looking for home-based business opportunity, you know, and there's an old saying, usually your first network marketing company finds you, and then mm-hmm. you find the one you're going to go be successful with. That was the case for me anyway. For sure. Because most people aren't looking, well, I shouldn't say that anymore. A lot of people are looking for opportunity now. But, you know, a lot of times when somebody gets introduced to the industry, they weren't necessarily looking for it. It sort of stumbles upon them. But joining the right team is key. And, you know, a team can make or break your success, believe it or not, because, you know, find somebody that has what you want, do what they did to get what they got. And, you know, if you join a, you know, it happens a lot of the times, and it's not a bad thing per se, but sometimes people get involved, and it's like the blind leading the blind. You get somebody that hasn't had success trying to teach and train and motivate somebody to have success when there's no success path to be followed. And there's no map, there's no roadmap to success. And so having that team, I mean, especially here with Garrett and Sylvia and everything going on with this phenomenal mentorship team that we have is, you know, it's proven. It's in place. People are doing it every day. People are coming in having success. People are coming in 2 and 3 and 4 weeks in the business are making $1,200 to $3,400. I mean, that's a team with a proven success track, and that can really catapult somebody's success.
Well, that you hit on something there when it came to the success. And, you know, one of the things I know on our team, we've got a success manual that I honestly believe that manual alone and the CDs, if a person dropped somebody in the doggone Mojave Desert and there were people there that were hungry for a business, they'd be able to take that roadmap and grow that business, whether they had somebody there over their shoulder or they had to do it by satellite. And that's something that when you're looking for a home-based business, it's anybody. That's something that I think Garrett and Sylvia and the leadership on this team has really come together and said, look, we want to put a roadmap to take away any excuse that anybody might have. And I kind of like look at this as an unfranchised opportunity, because we do everything in this organization that you would see in a Fortune 100 company franchise. I don't care if it was a McDonald's or some kind of Jiffy Lube. If you name it, on this team, there's a whole complete turnkey system that will take a person from A to Z, both on a personal, on a business, you know, on a team level. And that's something that I tell you what, when I came over onto this team, that was one of the things that really pulled me in, was the fact that this isn't just a fly-by-night. This isn't the blind leading the blind. This is a true system, a true focus. And that's going back to Martin Luther King. You know, when he created his ideals of, I want to have a society where everybody is equal, you know, he came at it with a plan that even after he had been assassinated, his top lieutenants were able to carry that plan forth. And now, honestly, with a president in the office who is a black man, really see that come to fruition. And it doesn't matter what side of the political ticket you're on. When you see a system that works like that, you got to get excited about it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
you guys have been talking about passion for a while now. And I've been letting you go because I think it is the key to life. Ultimately, if what drives us is not at our very soul, then you're doomed to failure before you ever put the wheels of success in motion in the first place. Because if you're truly not inspired by your why and you're not passionate about it, you can't have fun doing it, then you're merely marking time instead of investing time. And there was, you know, Garrett talked about, you know, the fact that success doesn't, you know, come to us. We go to it. And I'm going to take that a step further and say that success doesn't come the way we think. It comes from what we think. Because our thoughts manifest themselves into reality on an ongoing basis. And if we're not consumed with accomplishing our goal, if it is not an obsession of some sort with us, we're going to constantly fall short of it because that passion is missing from the equation.
Man, you hit that one on the head, 100%.
Sorry, it's not very often I catch you guys speechless.
Well, you just
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just flipping through Thinking Grow Rich looking for a quote, and sorry about that.
No, it's like, you know, Jim, sometimes that's the thing about you, and everybody listening can know that. I mean, you sometimes are the quieter one, but all of a sudden you come out, and you just come out with both guns blazing, man, and it's like, man, that's some straightforward stuff, and that's the key with passion. You know, I get up every day and look at the pictures on my wall of my wife and my kids and my grandbabies and realize, you know, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I even had a guy this week, a business associate, call up and he say, you know, I listened to you on the radio show on Friday and you're a yellow personality. And I said, what the heck does that mean? And he said, you just care about people. You are more interested in the success of other people than you are getting any type of success or recognition yourself. And when I got to thinking about that, I thought, well, you know, not to get off on too big of a tangent, but I'd swear that's kind of what Jesus kept teaching people when he was here on earth, was to, you know, go out there and help others. And if you help others, then eventually that's going to come back and you're going to be satisfied. And I see Zig Ziglar said that for, gosh, it seems like 100 million years. So I think I'm going down the right path, and that goes right along with what you just said, Jim.
Well, you know, for the benefit of our listening audience, I'm going to recap the four different colors of personalities, because this is something that we have not done on this show, and I don't know if it's been done in the last 12 months' worth of shows that we've done over at Aces Radio Live either. And the four basic personalities that we have in this everybody, you know, what makes up our society, are reds, yellows, blues, and greens. And the way, let me break down real quick what those mean. Do we have time? Yeah, we got a little bit of time.
A red personality is somebody that is a very go-getter, power-hungry, you know, money-motivated type of person. It's all about the money, and it's all about them. Excuse me. A blue personality is somebody that is all about fun. I mean, you know, show me the way to have fun. Show me the way to do something that I can do, and I'm all about having a good time doing it. A green personality is a very analytical personality. You know, they want to play it safe. These are oftentimes people that we would refer to as people that would suffer from analysis paralysis, you know, in getting started. You know, the toughest thing for them is taking the first step because they lack the ability to commit. They want to overanalyze everything. And lastly is that yellow personality. And the yellow personality is the care bear, the nurturing, giving, parenting person. And this is the philosophy of where people focus their energy. And I would venture to say that of the three of us on this call, that we're all pretty much a cross between a yellow-blue.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that.
I would agree with that. 100%.
So, yeah, but that, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's something, it can be a very valuable training tool in looking at people and helping to figure out how you can find their why.
Jim, we're losing you.
We've only got about 3.5 minutes left.
So
on the
Jim,
show
we can barely hear you, bud.
I'm sorry. Is this any better?
Yeah, yes. That's great.
Okay. Now, we've only got about 3.5 minutes left on the show this morning. So to get us back on track, the person that Garrett was talking about in that biography was Michael Jordan, in case that was missed. And his desire, one of the things that I equate the network marketing business to is the ability to have an NFL superstar style lifestyle, to literally live a rock star style of life and enjoy the finer things by investing our time and paying it forward with other people. And that's not something that is readily available in any other profession. And most people, even when you think about the superstar athletes that aspire to those kinds of positions, the amount of dedication required for them to get there is innumerable. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, a ton of time that they invest in their own success. Well, why should anything worth having require less of an investment from us as individuals? And with that being said, we got about a minute and a half left. I need you guys to put in any final comments this morning.
Well, you know, I think that if a person will commit themselves to living life with passion, and they will stop living somebody else's dream and start living their own, and give as much commitment to their business as they do their relationships, as they do their anything in life that is meaningful to them, they will see the success in their business quadruple. It won't happen overnight, but they will see a systematic quadrupling as they hit that level of success, each level that they desire to hit. That's what I've got to say closing out.
Absolutely, and you know, passion. You got to be excited and, you know, have fun with what you're doing. But it also goes back to desire. Jim mentioned that desire backed by faith, which is a belief in which it will happen. Acquiring specialized knowledge and then applying the three together will basically get you anything you want in life. So have a wonderful day, guys. Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Troy.
Always, bro.
You know, I'm going to close out the show in the last few seconds this morning with something that Matt just touched on, and that's the fact that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And if we want to be successful, all we need to do is put our faith and our trust in someone who has been successful. Do what they tell us to do, submit our ego to them, and allow them to be the guide, to show us the way, and to help us to uncover, I'm getting goosebumps just talking about this, uncover what our why is and why we want to help our families and help others.
And quitting is not an option.
Daily life. Folks, this is Radio for Your Mind. Have a fantastic day. We'll be back tomorrow with another show.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye-bye now.